Each year during the Christmas season, Vatican Radio asks leaders of Christian churches, ecclesial communities, and charitable organizations to share their greetings and reflections on the significance of the season with our listeners. This evening, we bring you a message from the director of CAFOD, Chris Bain.
I have sent all my Christmas cards this year as an email. This is primarily to cut down on my carbon footprint, but it also allows me to donate the costs I'll save to a charity that helps homeless people at Christmas. My electronic Christmas card will have a picture of a mother and child, which I took on a recent visit to Ethiopia. For me, no other image will do, because the smiling, loving mother holding her happy baby more than any other picture carries the hope of Christmastide and the promise of new opportunities in the coming year. Jesus was born in troubled times for the Jewish people in particular. But as the angels of the Lord revealed to those shepherds on the hillside, they were no longer to fear because Jesus' birth heralded a time of peace and a new covenant based on love. If righteous anger sometimes has its place, the Christmas message shows us it's not where our hope comes from. Our hope comes from the love of God, who gave us the greatest gift imaginable, the gift of his Son, the baby Jesus. This theme of God's love for every human person, especially the very poorest and most vulnerable, was a central message in Pope Benedict's encyclical this year, Caritas in Veritate. In the encyclical, we're offered an alternative to the tyrannical politics of left and right, and given a vision of a political economy based on a shared duty to care for humanity and the environment. Pope Benedict writes with a strong ecological awareness. He says it is our moral responsibility to protect the environment, our grave duty to hand the earth on to future generations in such a condition that they too can worthily inhabit it and continue to cultivate it. His Holiness consistently questions the harmful consequences of Western hedonism and consumerism. Our hope for the coming year must be that world leaders put poor people first, as they make their momentous decisions about our planet and the well-being of its people. May their hearts and ours be open to the Christmas spirit of love and peace. I'm Chris Bain, Director of CAFOD, Caritas England and Wales, wishing you all a happy and joyful Christmas and a new year of hope.